Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Live Your Full Potential podcast. I decided to do this episode on my own for two reasons. One, I have some things I just want to share, not in short form, not in a 5 minute or a 2 minute or a 1 minute video, but in a longer way of just sharing what is in my heart and what I hope is valuable to you, but also in alignment with what we wanted to do with this podcast. And that was to have some episodes me speaking, some episodes myself and Sam. We have an episode with myself and Matt Grady, our coaching director, about taking action and doing what you love. And today I just wanted to share something with you coming off the back of an immersive experience where I took my coaching hat off, my teaching hat, my entrepreneur hat, investor hat, any kind of hat that I wear in everyday life, and I only put on my student hat. I spent 3 days traveling around or near Phuket and outside of Phuket down to Krabi and Phang Nga province with one of my teacher monks and just being in absolute service to him. And as always, when I get my coaching hat, my student hat on, and I'm open to everything and anything that might come my way, and I get out of my own way and don't allow my ego to allow me to stop learning, I always walk away, or in this case, drive away, with loads of clarity. And with that clarity, it's allowed me to reflect a lot on the clarity that came to me over the last few days. And I was just cycling earlier, just going for a beautiful Saturday ride on my bike in the sunshine from one beach to the next beach to the next beach, actually from Naihan Beach. If you've been to Phuket, you definitely know Naihan Beach, or I'm sure you do, to Rawai Pier, to Shillong Bay, and just feeling really grateful for the life that I have created, not the life I have. Because it took so much to be able to get to the point in my life where I can, in within an hour, ride in the sunshine, not because it's randomly sunny, because it's sunny every day, pretty much, to ride in the sunshine, go to three beaches, do a bit of hill climbing, working on my fitness, being on my bike outdoors in nature. You know, it was just an hour of my life, an hour on the bike, 200 meters of climbing, going past three beaches or stopping at three beaches or one beach, one kind of pier beach, and another one just overlooking the bay in an area called Shillong. And it was just an hour of my life, but it took so much to get me to that 1 hour experience. And I actually, when I got back home, first of all, it's so hot, I jumped in the pool with all of my clothes just to cool down. And then when I had cooled down, I wrapped a towel around me. I sat on the sofa, or I lay on the sofa after drinking some water. And I just decided I'm going to post my pictures. And as well as sharing in the post the pictures of my ride or my stops, I also shared what I just shared with you, which is 1 hour cycling, 24 kilometers, 200 meters of incline or climbing. And at the bottom of that, I also shared that with clarity comes courage and the conviction to live your best life. And then with community comes the compassion to give yourself permission to actually do it. You can have clarity and still not take action in your life. You can have the courage inside you and still not act on that courage. Two things that in reflection and what I teach on quite often, two things that are ingredients for actually acting on your wants, desires, dreams, goals are one, compassion, loving yourself enough to actually give yourself permission to do it. and two, community. And you can call that a mastermind. I mean, we have a mastermind at JPDV Performance. Really, it's the center of what we do. It could be a peer group. It could be an accountability group. It could be an accountability person. It could be a coach, a speaking community, maybe you did a challenge online and then you got access to a Facebook group. And by the way, all communities are only valuable when you show up in the community. You know, you can't just pay for a community and expect it to do magic on your life, to spray your life with magic dust or with a magic wand. You've still got to show up in the community. But communities are really, really powerful because they support and encourage you. And hopefully, if you're in the right community with the right people, that then you always will be encouraged. You will be encouraged through the support of the people around you. And that's why I love using the saying, even though it's overused, probably, you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. You probably are the sum of the people you, or the 10 people you spend the most time with. You probably are the sum of the 20 people you spend the most time with. Don't get so fixated on the number. Focus on the intention of that message. You become who you spend your time with. Or rather, you become who you invest your time with, because we always have choice. We always have choice. Who are we going to surround ourselves with? And going back to my cycle, when I was riding on my bike, I was thinking in clarity and seeking clarity in my life and making courageous, courageous moves and failing many, many times as those courageous moves happen because I don't always get it right. Learning how to trust my intuition more and more and more, learning how to love myself more and more and more. And putting myself around the right coaches, mentors, and people and environments, I got to that point in my life where I just felt like my life feels like a magic wand has been waved over it. In that 1 hour experience, it felt like a magic wand was waved over my life. I just, I've lived in Phuket for a year. I've been coming here for 13 years, but it was so perfect that 1 hour that it felt like a magic wand had been waved over my life. And I kept having these gasping moments, just going, wow. I remember one climb between Nyhorn Beach and Rawai Pier or Rawai Beach. I was doing this climb and I looked over the bay and I was literally sweating, a heart rate about around 165, super steep, super hot. And I just couldn't help myself from going, wow, look at that view. That was just an incredible moment. And there was no luck involved. I'm sure I have confused a lot of people. I've let down people. I've upset people. But the level of awareness that I have in my life is that what I believe as a result of my current level of awareness is that it doesn't matter what you do in life. It doesn't matter whether you're the Dalai Lama. It doesn't matter whether you are Deepak Chopra. It doesn't matter if you just go to the other side of the spectrum, Andrew Tate or Piers Morgan. If you're doing something special with your life, if you're doing something of meaning and value in your life, you're going to have people that like what you do and people that don't like what you do. You're going to have people that approve of what you've done or who you've become, and there's going to be people that don't approve. You know, in the last year of my life, I've changed so much. And there's been less than a handful, but some people that I've reached out to that when living in the UK under the, I guess, the view of what success looks like or who you should be in life, I had these people in my life and I've just tried to stay in contact with them. And only, I think it's two or three, I've just heard nothing back, nothing. And a part of me has to wonder, is that because I changed too much? And I'm okay with that. Because I really, really believe this at my core, that most people are living a life that they don't love. I believe that because I've done coaching for 19 years, one-to-one, and then after doing one-to-one, one to a few in events and seminars, then one to more in bigger events and companies, and then one to many on stages. And I've spoken with enough people, I've had enough conversations to know that, and I've had the evidence through coaching and speaking, that most people don't love their life. And that is probably because, number one, now I'm only taking 19 years of coaching here, right? So whether you want to listen to me or not, that's up to you. And coaching myself too, not coaching others. I am my first client and I will always be. And that requires me to be a student above everything else, more than anything else. But I believe that most people live a life that they don't like. Never mind love, like. Even some people that I know. I think that, and maybe this has happened to you, that when you go after what you really want, some people don't like that because human beings don't like to be left behind. No human being likes to be left behind. No human being likes being rejected. No human being likes being left out. Why? Because we're tribal people. We like to feel a part of something. And if someone goes ahead of you and does something that you know really you want to do, or they go to a place where you know you want to go, but you can't, or you don't know how, that's difficult. And I'm okay with that. This message isn't about me saying, oh, I've upset some people in my life, and therefore let me tell everyone that I'm okay with it. No, I'm just sharing that as part of this message. The message that I really want to share is not so much a message, but a question. Are you in love with your life? And do you have the ingredients in your life to, if you don't love your life, because you're going to die, if you don't have the ingredients in your life, to encourage you to go and get those ingredients. And here's some ingredients. Number one, you've got to have clarity. You've got to have clarity of what you want. You've got to know your values and what you want to stand for in this life. Because if you don't stand for your values, you'll stand for everyone else's values, which essentially means you're not living your life. You're living everyone else's life and who they think you should be. You need to know the vision for your life and how you want this all to end. You want to know the mission and the vehicle by which you choose to show up in every day. My current vehicle is speaker, coach, athlete. I know that. And that is in alignment with both my values and my vision. And you've got to have, for when you're not inspired by your values and your vision and your mission and everything's going for you, when life happens to you, or as Mike Tyson would say, when everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, when life punches you in the face, you need to have a strong purpose and a strong why to get yourself up and keep going. And when you have clarity on those things, naturally, you will have more courage. But don't also only rely on clarity to give you courage. Make courage a practice by doing things every day that are uncomfortable, by seeking things that you are afraid of and facing them rather than running from them, because we get good at whatever we practice. So if we practice small, medium, and massive things that we're afraid of and that make us uncomfortable, over time, we will condition our brain, our mind. We will write new software to believe that anything I'm afraid of, I attack. Anything that makes me feel unsure or discomfort or uncertain, I move towards, I don't move away from. And then you also need to have compassion. And this is the deep, work. This is the deep work. Loving yourself enough to give yourself permission to actually do what you want. To go back to what I shared before, most people don't even like their life. And one of my hashtags, if you've been a student of mine or client or follower in my audience, you know that one of my hashtags in my life and message has been never settle. And because that has been at the center of my life for so many years, I never settle. And there is a both benefit and cost to that. The benefit or the benefits to never settling is you keep growing, keep learning, keep coming, keep experiencing new things. Your life is exciting, full of passion, full of purpose, full of, you have enthusiasm because you don't know what's coming next. You just know you're not going to settle for where you are. But the cost of that is you're going to ruffle feathers. You're going to piss people off. You're going to have people talk about you behind your back. You're going to have people spread rumors. I don't even know if this is true. For me, I'm just telling you that are, or those are some of the costs of you never settling in your life. You're going to hurt your kids, maybe only temporarily. You might hurt your partner. You might hurt your parents. You might hurt your friends. These are just random examples from my own life experience, not only from my life, just anything that I think could be a cost in you choosing to and with conviction deciding that you will no longer settle for less than you can have, be, do, experience, become. But until you love yourself enough to give yourself permission, no one is giving you permission. No one is coming to your door and saying, here's the permission. Oh, thank God. Now I can move. Now I can start the business. Now I can sell the business. Now I can get divorced. Now I can get married. Now I can have a family. Now I can do everything I want now, as opposed to waiting 5 years because that's what society says I should do. No, you can do you. But it's not coming in a box. The only thing that needs to be unwrapped, like a layer, like layers of an onion, are the things within you holding you back from giving yourself permission. And I have unwrapped layer after layer after layer after layer. And every year or every few years, I find a new thing that I'm able to unlock or unleash or let go that allows me to take another courageous move as a result of loving myself enough to say, you know what? I will not have anything less. I don't want to settle for anything less. And then also, you need community. One of my mentors says, when you're doing it alone, you're doing it wrong. When you're doing it alone, you're doing it wrong. So to summarize, I had a very reflective ride on my bike for an hour, visiting 3 beaches in the sunshine on a beautiful island. I almost went to foster care at 10 years old. I started working at 10, 11. I worked throughout my school career. I got to the UK when I was 20 through a loan that my mom helped me, or she got a loan to help me get to the UK. I got to the UK with £20, and that was okay because I walked straight into a hotel that gave me accommodation and food. Now I live in Asia, in Thailand, on an island surrounded by blue water, the Andaman Sea, palm trees everywhere, mountains, cycling, running, Muay Thai, martial arts, Buddhism. Oh my goodness. Anyway, in that 1 hour, I reflected on all of the things in my life that needed to happen for me to experience that 1 hour of perfection and presence, being absolutely present to the moment and so grateful for my life, not the things in my life. Didn't think about my motorbikes or my car or my bicycles as a financial asset. I didn't think about anything, investment, anything. All I thought was, the person I am being right now in this moment is perfect. It's perfect. But so much had to happen. And as a coach, that's what I help people do. Partly, I help people get clarity, courage, and compassion to be able to be inspired into action towards a better future for themselves, their families, whatever their values are, with more wealth, health, and happiness, whatever that means for them. For me, wealth, I value money, but it's not my highest value. I value things. I love things. I was actually talking to my monk about this, and he said, it's okay to love things, JP. Just as long as you always know that certain amounts of things are enough anyway. So I love things. I love toys, but they're not highest on my values. For me, what wealth means, and it's probably why I had this tattooed across my chest when I was, you can't see it. Do what you love, love what you do. For me, that is wealth. And this is why myself and Matt Grady, our coaching director at JPDV Performance, will be talking about one, the hustle, but also how you've really got to be passionate about what you do. Because when life punches you in the face, you're going to need that passion. You're going to need that passion to keep going. And also, you want to have fun along the way. If you're working really hard without having fun, what's the point? You're going to die. But it's not either or. Many people think you either work hard or you love what you do. No, you can work really hard loving what you do. And that, for me, is at least a definition of living a wealthy life. I love my life. And the amazing thing about this, if you choose to create wealth by this definition or through this definition, it means you can become wealthy in one day. You can go from poor to wealthy in one day by just changing what you do in your life, how you show up, how you look at your life, understanding your highest values and aligning your life and your business to those values as best as you can. You can go from poor to wealthy in one day, practicing gratitude. For me, health is not being a perfect, disciplined, healthy person. I don't like that life. I like to have cheat meals. I like to have a beer every now and again. Even at the beginning of 2023, I said, I'm not going to drink any alcohol. And after 4 days, I was like, why am I doing this? One, I know I'm a very extreme person. And it was me noticing old patterns of saying, okay, I'm not going to drink anything. But actually, I'm very healthy and very fit. So actually, the odd beer doesn't really matter. Anyway, so I know what health means for me. What does it mean for you? Health for me means being outside in nature, creating space in my life to do nothing, and once again, tied into loving my life. Because loving your life and being around people that you love, or being around high vibe people, creates a high vibration in yourself. And that for me is, if I am operating at a high vibration, if I feel I have good energy within my body, and I'm not in chaos, I'm in calm. I'm not in frustration, I'm in happiness. I'm not in anger, I'm in grace and inner peace. That for me is health. And for me, happiness is once again tied into doing what you love and loving what you do. But happiness for me is living a life where if I died tomorrow, or if I died in my sleep tonight, I'd go, great life, great life. And that comes down to what I choose to do in my life and how I created my life that I have, whether you don't like it or you do like it, whether you judge me or only observe me, whether I don't care. My life was created by design over 41 years of living. And it's my life. No one else has to understand it. It's your life too. No one has to get your life. Your vision was not for someone else. It was for you. The vision is for you. It's your vision. Now, your life is for someone else, but it has to be lived in alignment with your vision and in your highest values, in your own unique truth. And we're all unique. It's impossible for everyone to understand what you want and what's important to you. So stop trying to please them. Anyway, so that's for me what happiness is. It's about, and I really truly believe this, and I think like this a lot. If I died today, would I have been happy with how I live my life? That's it. It's not more complicated than that. And I can honestly say, I think I shared this in a podcast recently and maybe a group coaching too on Zoom. But because I live such an outrageous life, from traveling with monks to racing motorbikes to doing ultra challenges, I just heard yesterday someone in the government here in Thailand had a heart attack whilst running. I'm fully aware that with my extreme activities in my life, I might, through exhaustion or heart failure, I might die. So I actually thought of, man, I don't want people to be sad if I die. Yes, I'm only 41, but excuse my language, I have a fucking amazing life. I have an amazing life. Still trauma shows up. Still challenges show up. Still there's goals to achieve. Still frustrations turn up, and I turn that into self-work. There's still a lot that I need to work on, but I don't live my life in the future. Oh, let me work on all of these things and then I'll go and do what I love. No, screw that. Whilst I need to do the work in my life, because there's always work to do, it'll never, ever stop. The work will never, ever stop. I've lived with monks. I ordained as a monk. I lived with Shaolin warrior monks, Buddhist monks. And all the monks said, I never have reached that place. The goal is to feel that you're there every day, as in you're not missing anything, like I'm living my best life, whatever that means for you, whatever your minimal is, whatever your enough is, whatever your values are, whatever your truth is. But at the same time, understand that there's always more work to do. So for me, the definition of happiness is exactly that. Understand that there's always somewhere to go. And at the same time, be content and absolutely satisfied with where you are now. And a good way to do that is, one, you get clear on your values. Two, align your life to your values. And three, align your business to your values. And even though I don't talk about relationships much, sometimes I do end up talking about it. So I'll add a fourth one there. It's align your relationships to your values. Because this came to me when I was going through my Buddhist monk experience. If here is our life, on the left-hand side of the screen and on the right-hand side of the screen are our values. There is a gap between what matters most to us and where we are currently living in life, or how we are living in life. The bigger that gap, the more suffering, the more bad habits, the more self-doubt, the more questioning, the more ways you will self-sabotage because you're not happy. The more you can close that gap and bring together how you are living your life right now with the things that are most important to you, the more alignment, grace, happiness, fulfillment, joy, inner peace you will have. And I don't think it's more complicated than that. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not more complicated than that. You know, my team have put together a new values exercise in a document. You can reach out to us. If you've not already done your values assessment and figured out what is most important to you, we've also written an ebook and put an ebook together, which really goes deep into understanding values and the importance of living in alignment with your values. But that's it. You want to be happy? Align the vision for your life and where you're heading with your values. And at the same time, be absolutely content and satisfied with where you are right now, because tomorrow might never come. So for me, I didn't want to be sad. I don't want people to be sad if I die at an early age. So I actually thought, I think I should write a letter I should write a letter and just stick it somewhere and just say to someone that I know, if anything ever happens to me, find this letter in this location. And the letter will say something like this: don't be sad. I absolutely love my life. And if I was going to go at any time in my life, I would have always chosen for it to be when I was doing what I loved. And because of my clarity and courage and compassion, please know that that was my life every day. So there's nothing to be sad about. If anything, don't be sad. Be inspired by my life coming to an end and hopefully make it a new beginning for you, being reminded that we're going to die. May it allow you to give yourself permission to truly live. I love talking about this stuff, and it definitely won't be the last time. I hope you enjoy this podcast with me just speaking to you and maybe even speaking for you. And we'll see you again for another episode of the Live Your Full Potential podcast. We have some amazing guests. We've had some amazing guests so far. We have some really amazing guests coming up too. And for all of our students and clients, we'll see you in Best Life, in our Monday calls. We'll see you in OTE, in our Zooms, and in the modules, and in Live 100, our mastermind and group coaching. We'll see you in the Telegram, in the Facebook group, and on our monthly calls. Let's keep going. Stay strong. Keep moving. Never settle. Inwards, onwards, and upwards. Peace.